This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. Part two of that fascinating trip to Houston with me, you, Douglas, and Jonathan Gannon. It's coming up a little later in the hour. See Joe Conklin at the Palace Casino on January 19th with Jimmy Schubert, very beloved in this town, as is Joe. It's right in Bensalem. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. And Ross Tucker is brought to you by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, Ross. How are you today?
Angelo, fantastic. How about yourself?
Well, you know, we had some angst by that victory on Sunday. It was a little dicier than we thought it would be. But now I am very befuddled by the popularity in the head coaching interview game with both Jonathan Gannon and especially Shane Steichen. If you were running an NFL team, would you consider them as head coach?
Absolutely. Both of them. Yes. Why are you so befuddled?
All right. Well, let me start with
Would you like permission to treat him as a hostile witness?
Oh, well, lately I've been doing that every week with Ross. It's more fun that way. Ross, so here's the thing. All right, so I got Steichen. And I'm trying to preserve the health of Jalen Hurts. And the first 9 play calls are all passes. Is that brilliant coordinating?
You know, I didn't love that. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually thought they threw the ball more than they should have. I thought they had a real opportunity to kind of impose their will on the ground. I didn't love the way they didn't. Even after that, Angelo, I thought there were times where they were still a little bit too pass happy, and it felt like they were getting pretty good chunks of yardage in the running game, and they should have continued that. So I didn't love that either, but there aren't owners like that are saying, oh, they threw the ball too much the first 9 plays.
I don't even think they follow it that closely. Gannon, we have been upset all year with the soft zone Gannon uses. He's given up tons of yards. And we don't that bothers me also. Doesn't it bother you how open so many receivers are when they're facing the Eagles?
Well, there are times where I've been frustrated with the defense. There's a couple games for sure. The Cowboys game a couple weeks ago, probably most notably, when it seemed like they had some missed assignments. But, I mean, they're not giving up that many yards. I think they're second in the NFL in yards allowed. They almost set the record for sacks. And I've told you this the last couple of years, he is extremely impressive. In fact, they both are. You know, I've talked with both of them. You know, I do meetings every week for college with, like, college head coaches. Steichen and Gannon are very sharp. They were awesome hires by Sirianni. And honestly, they both have at least 3 requests. So it would probably be a surprise if at least one of them didn't get offered a head job.
All right, Ross. Now I'm going to put you on a spot. You got to hire one, but you can't hire both. Who's getting the decision? Is it Steichen or Gannon? Who are you hiring?
Ooh, that is a good one. I would say I was more impressed this year by Steichen. I think, you know, Gannon, like, if you ever have a sit-down meeting with him, he would blow you away. So I think Gannon has a better chance to get a head coaching job, because Gannon did a bunch of interviews last year. So he was already kind of thought of like that, whereas Steichen, this will be his first go-around. But watching the Eagles this year, there were a bunch of times where I thought, man, this Steichen is good. You know, that they just felt like they were ahead of the defense, felt like they could do whatever they wanted, you know, felt like Jalen was throwing or running. I thought Steichen had a better year. I mean, Listen, a lot of people didn't know whether or not Jalen Hurts was a top 20 quarterback. Steichen got the guy to be, he's going to be second in the MVP voting. It's Steichen.
No, I got to tell you the truth. Yeah, you're right about Gannon in this. All right. So we're at training camp in the little trailer, and I had not even met Gannon. And Gannon came in preseason, and he sat down, and we did 15 minutes with him. And I looked down at the end of the 15 minutes, and my pants were missing. He had, Al,
what?
He had charmed my pants off.
You know what?
No.
Let's put it in a different way.
He is extremely charming.
No, if you were an owner and you sat down with him, he could talk you into it.
You know, I wouldn't rule that out. They better. If I were them, I'd wear like a couple of pairs of pants.
We were going to tell you when you came in you weren't wearing any, but...
All right, let's get to this next thing, because I was surprised by this. My memory doesn't work so great anymore. Russ, 5 years ago when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they went into the playoffs not playing great either. They had had a couple of stinkers in there, and I'm wondering, I mean, you were on some very good teams. How much carryover is there, especially when you have a bye week in between the regular season and the way you play in the playoffs?
I don't think there's that much carryover. I think we would all feel a lot better about it if they had looked better down the stretch. I mean, the 49ers have won 10 games in a row, and they're blowing everybody out of the water. So it would be unnatural for us to not wish the Eagles had been looking that great coming into the playoffs. But I don't think it really matters that much. I mean, I honestly think every game – ends up being a one-game entity unto itself. You know, they're going to play that first playoff game at home in whatever it is, 12 days, and the link is going to be absolutely rocking, and I just don't think anything that happened the last couple weeks really matters or will matter when they go out there against whoever they play at home. So I don't think it means that much. You know what's even crazy, Angelo? You go back to that year – you know, they really could have lost to the Falcons in divisional round. I mean,
so
they
close.
Really didn't look that good. The
you're
Falcons,
right.
Matt Ryan was like at the 10-yard line. But then the next week, nobody thought they would destroy the Vikings like that. And then nobody thought they'd put that many points up, 41 points, on the Patriots.
So true. 100%. I look back at that, too. They could have easily lost that Falcons game. All right, Ross. Al Morgani, in our show so far, has been selling the notion that the Eagles should face Tom Brady, who you played with in the divisional round. They also could face the Giants. They could face the Cowboys, the Seahawks. What's the best – if what should we root for? What would be the best opponent in that divisional round?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not going to be the Seahawks. They're not beating the 49ers,
not beating the Niners,
you can just forget about that. So. Yep. I think the Giants is a distinct possibility. I would not want it to be the Cowboys.
No.
I would not vote Cowboys. Cowboys would be last for me. It's either Giants or Bucks. Honestly, I think I'd rather them play the Bucks. I think they would take care of business against the Giants as well. But I don't like playing a team three times. I don't like playing a team that just kind of rested their guys and they still had – some measure of success. Like if you're the Giants playing against the Eagles in a couple weeks, you think, wait a minute, we were right there with them, even with our backups. I don't like that. I've watched a lot of the Bucks. I know it's Brady. I know he's so good, but the Bucks are a bad team. They're not good. And I think actually that, I mean, there's a reason why the Cowboys are favored over them. I think in order, I would want to go Bucks 1, Giants 2, Cowboys 3.
Interesting stuff from Ross Tucker. Is Ross Tucker going to be here tomorrow, Rhea?
He's
here, right?
Of course he is, every Wednesday, Ross 7
Tucker,
to 9.
You know how many people have emailed me saying Ross Tucker should have been my replacement? And I went, we did everything we could but offer him the building, and he wouldn't do it. We tried.
No, you know what? Joe is the right hire. Joe and John are going to be amazing, and I just hope I can continue to be a part of it after you're gone. I'm going to be sad, man. I don't, you know what? Are you going to do the week after the Super Bowl or the week after the Eagles are done?
I will do till the Thursday after the Eagles are eliminated.
We need to talk about that, by the way.
Okay, good.
Maybe
good,
I won't
good.
Be. Rhea
no, because I want to be able to, I want to be able to have a proper goodbye. I don't want to be like the Eagles lose and we never hear from you again.
Well, honestly, that's my hope.
No, not that they lose.
First, no, not that they lose, but that I fade into the abyss. It's good to see you, Ross. Take care, buddy.
See you
on
guys.
The line, Al, is Cowboy Dan. Hi, Cowboy Dan.
Hey, Angelo, how are you doing?
How are you? Why are you Cowboy Dan, Cowboy Dan?
Well, I am a Cowboy fan. I live down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and I just wanted to call you because I listen to 105.3 The Fan down here, and occasionally we listen to y'all. And I really enjoyed y'all's energy and you're funny, so I've been listening to you. And I just wanted to call you, and first, are you retiring?
Yes, I'm retiring imminently. As soon as the Eagles are eliminated, so am I.
Oh, okay.
Or win the Super Bowl.
Right,
stop.
Cowboy, Cowboy Dan, Cowboy Dan, could you help me with something? Jerry Jones said something yesterday after that horrible loss to the Commanders. And I need you to interpret it for me. Here's Jerry Jones yesterday talking about their loss.
We get to suck on that all week. And if that doesn't make you want to get ready to go in about 6-7 days, nothing else will. And that was as thorough butt kicking as we've had this year.
All right, Dan, are you guys going to suck on that all week?
Listen, Jerry Jones talks a lot, but he really doesn't say much.
Well, that was more than I've gotten from my owner, Dan. Yeah. That's why I can tell you. He said that he was upset with the way you guys played in Washington. What was that about?
Well, he should be upset. It was a terrible game. Yeah, I mean, you know, as a Cowboy fan, it was very disappointing. But, you know, I just want to let you know that I want to let all you and all the Philadelphia Eagle fans know that you do not have to worry about the Cowboys now or in the future, because until Jerry Jones puts his ego aside and says that Jimmy Johnson was the reason why they won those Super Bowls, and he doesn't, and he puts him in the Ring of Honor, the Cowboys' bad football karma will not go away.
Wow. Wow.
The Cowboy Dan is disgruntled with his own owner. Dan, I know the feeling. Thank you for checking in with us today.
We get to suck on that all week.
Oh, who says that?
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, he gets away with it.
So, he really does.
Ange, did you know? Yeah. You know, all this, I want to play the Bucs versus the Cowboys. The Cowboys haven't won a road playoff game in 33 years.
And you know this is what, their fourth straight road game?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't see them winning that game either. I don't see them winning the game. But I'll be honest with you. I want another shot at the Cowboys because I don't think they're that good, and I think that we would take care of business. That's all I'm saying. All right, when we return, by the way, I got, now look at this Christmas card I got from Marissa in Tokyo.
Nice.
Is the that not, Al, very cool. This has to be like
a lot of work.
500 yen or something. Look at all these little slots.
That's a lot of work.
It's like an advent calendar, but with like 50, and then you open up the little windows.
What's underneath, like restaurants and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, like stuff, places to visit. It made me
Are you
think,
going to Japan?
I'm starting to think I might. I'm going to have the time for it.
Relations will go really well after that.
Why don't you know?
Rhea today is unusually bitter and sour.
Yeah, she knows that she's got the upper hand. You're leaving, she ain't.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm a lame duck and she's a real duck.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. When we return, Jalen Hurts is a generational player. I'll prove that statement when we come back. All right, welcome back at 7:23. Now we are going to get our first results on the question of the day, and I'm very worried because I like Johnson. I enjoy affirmation.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? When I am very strongly feeling I don't like these coordinators, I like to know that the crowd, the majority of the crowd, is with.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
So, Ava, let's get our first question in.
It is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes all a happy and healthy new year. Thank you, the Delaware Valley, for over 22 years of support. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet. If you owned an NFL team, would you hire either of Eagles coordinators as your head coach? 67% say no.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm shocked by that.
I am not shocked by it. I love you people.
It was disappointing.
By the way,
wow.
Just so Al was right. Someone, please hire him, wink face. Jonathan Gannon pictured. Answered yes, so they'll leave.
But that's not the reason I was asking the question. They're misinterpreting my question.
No, but Al told you it was going to go
that
way.
I know he did, but
I want him out.
I got 67%. I'm happy no matter what their reasoning
was. Third option, no way in hell.
All right, let me get to this Jalen Hurts thing, because I'm going to tell you something. I will be leaving this job with a man crush on the Eagles quarterback.
Okay.
The more I hear, the more I see of Hurts, even when he's not great like Sunday, the more I think to myself, my God, what a tremendous decision it was to draft him. What a great decision it was to promote him ahead of Wentz. And thank God they did not do what Rhea wanted and bring in Russell Wilson, one of those other stiffs, because this guy is the guy. And there's two components to it. One you see every time he plays, talent. He was restricted Sunday, and you saw how much lesser of a player he is without the component of running for that big first down, making the right decision in the moment. He couldn't do that because he was protecting himself, so he didn't run hardly at all, only under total duress, and he really just went down.
Right.
So the talent function, you could see now how great a thrower he is. You could see the deep ball. He's got it all. He's got every part of the talent checkbox you could get. But the second part of it is more intangible and even more important, and it's commitment. It's being willing to do whatever it takes for your team to succeed. And two things were said yesterday that really tie in. One was from Jordan Mailata. We were not aware, we were not privy to how serious the shoulder injury was when Hurts got hurt. All we knew was that he wanted to play the next week and the week after that, and then finally got to play on Sunday. He was basically living in the trainer's room to get the shoulder well enough to be able to play that game on Sunday. And Jordan Mailata, on last night's Brandon Graham show, talked about that commitment.
He told us, but I couldn't tell. You just couldn't
told
tell.
You right.
He was just so focused on the game plan and trying to execute every play. But you know, the way he worked on his rehab, dude, the bloke was in, like, it was incredible. He was like, every time I saw him in the training room, it was like he was paying rent there to live.
Al, he's a bloke.
Yeah, guy.
Oh, that's an Australian.
I love that
English
term. Bloke is another word for man. Bloke. All right. So that he lived in the trainer's room for 3 weeks for that opportunity, and then they won the game. And after all that, the wear and tear of a season, all that rehab work, they finally got a day off yesterday because they got 2 weeks till the next game.
Yeah.
He tells the coach, no day off. Meet me at noon. I want to go over the tape. Listen to Nick Sirianni describe this.
I am actually going in with Jalen. I know the coaches are off, but Jalen and I, Jalen said to me, hey, let's go watch the tape tomorrow. I said, you got it.
Wow.
So he wanted to work and move on. And so at 12 o'clock, me, him, Shane, and Brian Johnson are going to watch the tape together in there. So a couple of us are working, but everyone else needs to have that time off.
All right, just so you understand, the wow was misplaced there. Going in to look at tape, a wow
misplaced.
Is probably not.
Wow.
I was just very impressed by the fact that that guy was, he didn't want a day off. Because he is completely focused on one goal, and that is to win the Super Bowl. You understand that? That is what it's all about.
He's super impressive. He is.
And if he is, Johnson and I, Al, are probably the two most negative people you've ever met in your life.
Yeah.
We love Jalen Hurts. Say it.
I do. I do love Jalen
Hurts. We love him, Al.
Hard not to.
Right?
No,
hard
yeah.
not to.
He says all the right things, but more important, does all the right things.
I'll tell you what. I'm waiting to go to the next level.
Oh, God.
No.
My
sure?
favorite quarterback in Eagles history is the man there right now, Jalen Hurts. Hmm. How's that?
Oh, it's expected.
No.
It's recency bias.
Al, He's I like him more than Norm Van Brocklin.
Oh, you don't even.
You never saw Lynn.
Yeah, I mean, Brock, we have seen him first.
No, Brookie told me Van Brocklin was great.
Yeah, back. Yeah.
Sonny Jurgensen. A personal friend of mine, Ron Jaworski.
Jaws is probably, yeah.
Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, well.
I like Hurts.
Well, I like Randall better.
Yeah. I like Hurts more than McNabb.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and Satan's on that list, too, for you.
I like Hurts more than Wentz.
Sam Bradford is the best quarterback I have ever seen.
In Shoemania.
I like Jalen Hurts more than Sam Bradford. How's that?
That's a leap there.
Mike is up for Glass Bar. Hi, Mike.
What's up, Ange?
What are you doing, Mike? What are you feeling?
I just wanted to call. I'm not an Eagles fan. I'll just state that to preface. I'm a Tom Brady guy. I don't know why anybody in the right state of mind would pick to play Tom Brady over Dak Prescott in a playoff game.
That's what I'm thinking, Mike. The thing about it is that Brady, even in these games he was winning, he's got that fourth quarter magic. I don't need to see that here. That would tear our hearts out. I don't want Brady.
Yeah, I mean.
How many games did they win?
Seven? Eight?
It doesn't matter,
Al. They finished below 500.
Brady is money.
They were that many wins in the worst division. I mean,
no,
really.
I don't care. What? I just don't. Dak Prescott stinks. Will beat Prescott. Who would ever rather face Brady than Prescott?
Right now, I would.
No way. Johnson, where are you on
I got to agree with Al. I'd rather play the Buccaneers than the Cowboys right
Rhea,
now.
Rhea, who are you with here?
I would rather go with the Buccaneers.
Wow. Yeah. Mike, we're on an island here. Yeah. But we're right, they're wrong. You know that.
See, go prove you guys wrong. All right. Stuff.
Mike, who's still great like Brandon Graham after 30?
Well, I'm going to go with somebody who was great a long time ago, way beyond 30, Gordy Howe.
Gordy Howe, wow.
Yeah,
in his 50s,
he
right?
He was good in his 40s, right, Al? Really good.
Really good.
Gordy Howe is a tremendous player. All right, I have it here. Look at this, Al. I got this thing from Japan. All right.
Yeah, the Christmas card.
This is a Christmas card. It's even got this, but it's in Japanese. I don't know what it says. See that there?
Second
Marissa
word is you.
From Tokyo. Yeah. And here's what I and wait a minute. I just got word. It says Merry Christmas. Here with us is the person that sent this. She also sets up to Johnson now.
Ah.
You go with two.
Beautiful.
Marissa's online. Hi, Marissa.
Hello, everybody. Greetings from the land of the rising sun.
All right, listen, we got your cards today.
Yeah,
our mail's slow. No, it's the mail here. And
no,
what
Rudolph got drunk on too much sake.
All right, this thing, we don't know. This got all these tiny little windows. This is not an advent calendar, though, right?
No. This is just a fun little map of all the famous places in Japan and what is so special about that area in Japan. So if you do want to visit Angelo, why don't you put the card on a dartboard, and wherever the dart lands on, you could take a tour there.
All right, it's got like Osaka Castle.
Yeah.
And it's got Tochigi Shrine, and it's got Fukushima. It's a lot of good. If I did go there, right, I would like to see Hiroshima out. That would be kind of interesting.
I
would
want to.
All right, here's the thing. If I did, would you like be my tour guide?
Absolutely. I would be more than happy to be your tour guide. Right now, I'm more focused on travel plans myself, Angelo.
Really?
I don't know if John Johnson told you, but I'm trying to smuggle myself way back into the country because if the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, I got to be there. So, do you know anybody that can sneak me in? I was thinking maybe I could land in Florida and then I'll hitchhike to Georgia.
All right, hold on a second. Where's the game?
Arizona.
It's Arizona. Oh, yeah. I think I can get you tickets. Our program director, Mr. Roderick Layton.
Okay, stop
now.
No,
he's got
Rod was the program director at the number one Arizona sports station. I assume he's going to have a ton of tickets.
Yeah, that's a no.
A ton.
Come on, Rhea.
I don't have to be in Arizona. More importantly, I want to be with my Eagles fans.
Nice.
I want to cheer with them. I want to sing with them. I want to have another parade with you guys.
Oh, would that not be perfect?
And you got an extra room in your house.
I know what you need to understand something. All right, Marissa's always welcome at my house. Here's the thing: if the Eagles don't do it this year, they may be giving up their best chance to do it for the next 4 or 5. Because now you're going to have to pay a ton of money to sign Jalen Hurts, and then you're going to have a lot less money to bring on all these great other players that they brought in, the Reddicks and all those guys, A.J. Brown. You're not going to have the money to fit in any more guys after that. So you better do it while you have the chance, Marissa. And I don't know if you saw the schedule for next year. Much tougher.
Yeah, I saw it.
Much tougher. So let's do it now. Let's win now, Marissa.
Absolutely. Hey, you think maybe I could be their water girl for free?
Absolutely. I think they would like that. You watch the games in a tub anyway, so you kind of have that water connection.
Little mermaid.
Marissa, are you excited about being in the playoffs as the number one seed?
Absolutely. And I'm sorry, Angelo, but I am joining the same island. We want Shady. I am so ready to crush Grandpa. I am so
ready. She wants Brady.
Brady?
Yes.
She wants Brady.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible.
Fair enough, Brady. Marissa.
Do it again.
I love it. I love that you're so into it all the way from Tokyo. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon.
Keep in touch, guys.
Konsamida. 215.
What was that?
Korean. When I went to Korea, people said that when they were saying like thank you and stuff.
Are you sure about that?
Not possible.
Isn't that a curse word?
Yeah.
It is not a curse word.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think everywhere I went in the Olympic Village, people were cursing at me in Korean?
Yeah.
It's not out of the question.
Better to learn now than
215-592-9499. Just so you understand how important it is to win this year. I'm just going to let you hear who the Eagles have to play and where next season. The cookie parade ends at the end of this year, so enjoy it while we got it. WIP Sports Talk. All right, welcome back at 7:45. We're expecting to have part two of the road trip to Houston with me, you, Douglas, and Jonathan Gannon. That should be coming up shortly. I want to give you, and I just want people to understand before we get into these playoffs, there's a lot riding on this because you're not going to have a schedule like this again for a really long time. The Eagles this year, when the schedule came out, I can remember having this conversation with you, Al, where the Eagles were favored in every game but one, and it was at Dallas, and it was like a 1 or 2 point differential. And otherwise, they were favored in every game because the Eagles, basically, the Eagles had all the they didn't have any killer teams on their schedule.
No, the whole NFC East because they were so bad.
Well, next year, there are a minimum of 3 killer teams.
Mm-hmm.
Niners, I have them as a way. Is that correct, Justin?
No, they are.
Niners are home. Niners
are home. So I have it the other way around. The Niners are home.
Look at the Giants.
All right. First of all, let me just start in the division now. The Giants now are no walkovers.
The Niners, I don't care.
That Brian Daboll is good. All right. The Commanders, Al, will be better now because they're going to get rid of Wentz. So that will make them better. The Cowboys are always good. They're just not great.
Just can't close it
out. So those are pretty tough teams. The division's tougher. You got the Niners.
So the Niners are at home. They're at the link.
They're at the link.
So that's good.
All right, so the Niners are there. Where are the Bills?
The Bills are also at the link.
All right, so the Bills and the Niners are here, but the Chiefs are in KC with Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
I know the criminals. All right, then you got. But the next tier, Al, the Buccaneers, they're a playoff team. They got them on the road, right, Tampa?
Yeah.
All right, so they're on the road. The Seahawks are a team. They're in Seattle. Yes. That's killer.
That's a tough trip.
That's a tough trip. The Jets kind of stink. But the Patriots, Al.
Yeah.
The Rams, the Rams are the reigning champs coming off awful year.
They had like 5 wins, right?
The Cardinals are in – that's home. Al, this schedule, here's the thing. I'll tell you right now, over, under – in Vegas for wins will be around 10.
The Cardinals don't have a quarterback who's rehabbing. They have no coach and they have no DM.
Kyler Murray. All right, anyway.
He's currently dolphin. About to undergo under surgery, right?
He'll be fine. Here's the bottom.
What?
Okay.
Ow.
No, but.
Over under about 10.
10, 10 and a half, yeah. 10.5. They'll probably go 10 and
but
a half.
But say 10 game. And a half.
Yeah.
You over or under?
So the under would be 10 and 7, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking.
I'm over.
I'm thinking I'm under.
I mean, Viking, excuse me.
I might be under.
Wow, look at this. Bills,
that's
Vikings,
Chiefs. That's the Vikings, too. The Vikings are here. And this is tough.
It's a tough schedule. Tough,
and there's more games away than home?
9, yeah.
No. Oh, thank you. If I wasn't retired, I would retire.
Okay.
Al, enjoy it while you have it.
What?
14-3.
Yeah.
Is almost unprecedented.
Well, that's why, you know, you've been whining all morning. And I'm kind of like enjoying it.
Well, you can enjoy it all you want. Those coordinators stink. They didn't get any better since 6 a.m.
Well, maybe next year they'll have better coordinators.
You know what? That's our best hope. Our best hope is that they're better.
Al, it's about the trend. That's what it is. It's the trend of the last month. That's what makes everybody feel this way.
How can you not feel good? I don't understand this. Brady is cooked. Dallas sucks. You're looking at a nine. Who's the quarterback for the Niners?
Brock Purdy.
Okay, do you actually think that magic carpet ride is going to continue on the road in the playoffs for that long? I mean, come
on, man. Ask me again how I feel so down.
Wow.
Let's see what the first play is from Jalen Hurts. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete on a crossing pattern. He's back again. He's looking. Firing, and he throws it out of bounds. Steps up. He fires over the middle. Complete. Fakes. Looks. Fires. He completes it. Fires for the end zone, and it is incomplete. Hurts looking. He's being chased. He stops. He throws, and it is out of bounds. Incomplete. Down. Hurts back again. Flares it out. He's got Devontae Smith. Comes the rush. He steps up. He's going to run, and he dives down, but he will lose a yard on the play. Fakes. He slings it out, and he has the first down to Goddard.
9 straight passes called.
Right, yeah. He had to get sharp, so they had to use the passing game. So did Rodgers have to win a game to get in the playoffs against?
Yes.
Did they win?
No.
Did Dallas win the last game to kind of get? Did they win? No. I mean, come on, man. Look, who would you bet on in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl?
Eagles.
Niners. Brock Purdy.
Stop.
Paul. See, I said Niners, and then I realized who the quarterback was, and I didn't know where to go with it. So Paul's out of life from Havertown. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo. When are you retiring again?
It could be real soon, Paul. We don't know. I can now announce, now that I've talked to Rhea,
yes.
It'll be the Friday after the Eagles are eliminated.
I'm off that day.
You could do Wing Bowl then.
That would have been the day we did. Well, no, it'll be the week after the Super Bowl. So.
No, I believe they're going to lose the NFC Championship game, and it would have been the day
awful.
Of the Wing Bowl. I'm being honest. I said it yesterday. I think the Eagles will win the division round, Paul, but they will lose the NFC Championship game to the immortal Brock Purdy.
But listen, with Jalen, remember all those highlight reels that you heard from Merrill, not once did Jalen get hurt or hit. He was stepping back, getting rid of the ball quickly.
But how would you know that? When you called the play, how would you know that?
Because you can release the ball without getting hit every time.
So this was a wise plan to preserve the health to throw 9 straight balls to start the game.
With 5 weeks downtime, or 5 weeks total, and only 1 week playing, you know, you had to do something with them.
Oh, so here's what we'll do: we'll turn it into a scrimmage and we'll pass on every play. I don't think that's the right way to approach it, Paul. But you know, people do have other theories.
Did they call to ask you before?
No.
If they had. No, Al, before, if you weren't here Friday, I said, here's my game plan.
And I would have listened to it and done the other thing.
Run.
Yeah.
They did the exact opposite.
Well, because
if he runs, then you're not getting him.
You didn't want him to run.
No, Paul. Later in the game, they ran on 8 consecutive runs. They went all the way down the field. They consumed the clock, and they ended up with 3 points. Paul,
right.
They could have run all day.
Understood, but they had to see what Jalen had in them.
Well, Paul, we'll find out what he has in him in 2 weeks, but I don't. You like these coordinators. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I didn't say that.
That just negates everything, Paul.
Oh, man. Paul, give me a great player after 30.
Philadelphia Phillies World Series champion Jamie Moyer.
Jamie Moyer went into his 40s. Definitely.
And do you think, I keep racking my brain about this, these stretches of the last four games for both coordinators, are they stubborn to a fault and just married to a certain scheme or play calling, or are they unable to change?
Yes and yes, both.
It's both.
They are locked in on a scheme, and they don't care what actually happens in a game. They stay with it. And you can't, against a great quarterback, he will eat that defense for lunch. You've seen it 2 years now. And guess what? From here on out, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks you're about to face. I'm very concerned about the playoffs. All right, anyway, do we have Joe? Are we ready? Can we take our trip yet? We can't. All right, let me go then to Sean in Maryland. Hi, Sean. Good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Hey, good morning, Ange, and good morning, crew. Hey, quick 2 points, Ange. These two coordinators, I will drive them anywhere. Arizona, Denver, Houston, Carolina, any one of those tire fires. Because these two guys are my only concern going into the playoffs. I have this huge fear down the road, maybe NFC Championship, that they're going to get out-coached. I have no concerns with the players, but these two coordinators scare me to death. So,
all right,
yeah,
Sean,
I'm driving them anywhere.
Hold on for a second. So explain to me how there's such hot commodities in the job market.
I think they're hot commodities. Jalen's covered up Steichen's inefficiencies and his problems. But I think they're hot commodities simply because of the Eagles' record. I mean, if you watch the game plan that Steichen calls, I don't know how he can be a hot commodity. And frankly, Gannon's just got lucky with some of this zone defense he plays.
All right. You've also heard them on a weekly basis do news conferences, which are a big part of the job of a head coach. Have you been impressed with those?
Not at all. Not at all. They talk in circles, and so does Sirianni, to be exact. No, they don't impress me at all at the mic or on the sidelines. And as far as playing the playoff game, can you imagine the energy with the Cowboys coming back into the link? That's the game I want. I want Dak back in the link. Yep. I want McCarthy. I want those two because those two are boobs, and they are going to screw things up. It's only a matter of time. So that's who I want to play. I want to see them pay back in the link. And
Sean,
playoff.
Let me. You are 100. Al, he just talked me into it.
I
want back my Christmas Eve. My Christmas Eve
ruined.
Was ruined
yeah.
by that game. I will feel a lot better in retrospect about Christmas Eve if the Eagles bring the Cowboys into town and beat the hell out of them. That would be, and you're right, Sean. Sean, you don't even need to get anybody psyched up for that game. The city would be frothing at their mouth to face the Cowboys again. That's what I want.
The place would be on fire.
And do you know in the odds, Al, the odds are that's what will happen. Because the odds are that the Seahawks will get smushed by the Niners, right?
That's going to happen.
The odds are the Vikings will beat the Giants. Mm. But the odds say the Cowboys, they are favored to beat the Buccaneers in Tampa.
Three, yes.
And that would lead, Sean, to a return of the Cowboys. That's what I want. You know why?
Amen.
Because I want to hear Jerry Jones saying what he said after the game last Sunday. What he said last Sunday, that is what I want to hear again.
We get to suck on that all week.
And, that's what I want to hear. That's all I need.
Well,
that's all I need. You're 100% right. Sean, do you have for me a great player over 30?
Yeah, I got a backup of someone who said this, but has anybody said the great one, Gretzky?
No one has said Gretzky.
And he's only the greatest hockey player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
How will Johnson rule on that? 215, what's the matter? This guy's upset?
Okay.
All right, there's a guy from California. Let me just see what this is about. Frank, what's wrong? Frank, are you there? Apparently, he's not there. I don't know.
Not that upset.
When somebody's upset, I go right to them, Al.
Something was wrong.
I try to quell the situation. 215-592.
You're good at that. You tamp things down well.
Thank you. I mean that. We will have part two of our road trip to Houston when we come back after we talk to Brandon Graham. 215. 215-